I rose from my spot and walked to the first bowl. We'll call it Bowl A. I studied the level of food kernels in the bowl and gave it a good sniffing. Then, at a leisurely pace, I walked over to the second bowl, which we'll call Bowl B. I hope this doesn't get too complicated. I gave it the same treatment and spent a moment thinking over my decision. Okay, I've decided to take Bowl A. We will now walk slowly to our respective bowls and begin eating. Oh, good. I got the bowl I wanted. He started towards Bowl B, but I stopped him. Wait a minute. Why did you want Bowl B? Oh, I don't know. It just looked nicer. Sit down, Drover. I may need to reconsider my decision. I went to Bowl B and studied it again. You're right. This one is definitely better. I'll take it. Let's eat. He made a dash for Bowl A, and I began munching kernels from Bowl B. They tasted, well, not so great, like sawdust covered with stale grease. On the other hand, Dover was making all kinds of noise over his food, which made me wonder. I went back to Bowl A. Sorry, son, I've changed my mind. I want this one. Yeah, but you said, move it. Scram is what I said. He ran to my bowl, and I took a bite from his. Oh, yes. These kernels were much better. The taste, the texture, the... I stopped chewing and raised my head. I could still hear him eating. I mean, you'd have thought he was eating a pot roast or something really special, the way he was crunching and slobbering. I found myself glaring at him. What was going on here? I had tasted the kernels from that bowl only moments before and hadn't been impressed. Yet he was carrying on as if... I lumbered over to Bowl A. Bowl B, whichever bowl it was. I've lost track, but I lumbered over to it and pushed him aside. Excuse me, I'm taking over here. You thought you could pull a fast one on me, huh? Sorry, pal. Go back to the other bowl. Yeah, but I thought... I curled my lips and gave him a snarl. Now get back to your bowl and quit making a spectacle of myself. He resumed his eating, and I resumed mine. Oh, yes. No question about it. The kernels in this bowl were far superior to the ones in the other. Great stuff. Much better. And just imagine the little goof had thought he could cheat me out of the better meal. But you know what? The more I ate of those kernels, the more they reminded me of sawdust. Yet there was Drover at the very next bowl, gobbling and slurping and smacking on every bite. I found myself glaring at him and wondering, how could I enjoy my meal when Drover seemed to be enjoying his so much more? It didn't make any sense to me, but it sure ruined my meal, the little dunce. After breakfast, we found warm spots on the sunny side of the house and took a nap. Wait, I took a nap and Drover took a nap. That's two naps, so I guess I should say that we found sunny so-forths and took naps. Naps, plural. I woke up an hour or two later, stood up, yawned, and stretched. Then I glanced around for something to do. There wasn't much in the way of entertainment. No bones to chew, no chickens to scatter, no cats to run up a tree. I watched Slim push the wheelbarrow to the edge of the trees and dump it. That wasn't real exciting. At last, I located a stick and chewed on it for a while. Ho-hum. I hate waiting around and being bored. It was then that I noticed Leonard's horse. Yes, Slim had said something about not barking at the horse, but I was pretty sure he wouldn't mind if I just, well, checked him out. No harm there, right? Have we discussed horses? I don't like them. Never have. Once in a while, you'll find a good one, but mostly they're all the same. cocky, overbearing, and rude. I decided to drift over to the horse pen and introduce myself to this guy. What did Slim call him? Bob, I believe. No, Bill. Billy. There we go. I drifted over to the... I've already said that. I sat down beside the pen and watched him eating his hay. Billy, that is, not Slim. I watched Billy the horse eating his hay. Slim eats all kind of awful stuff, but not hay. Okay, it appeared to be a pretty good grade of alfalfa hay, a nice, bright color of green, with plenty of leaves and not much grass or weeds. Billy took a chomp, tossed it up into the air, and sent it flying. Then he began chewing, and I noticed that his eyes drifted over to me. I'd already decided to be cordial. When you're bored, really bored, being cordial to a horse can be fun. Nice day. He went on eating. That looks like pretty good alfalfa. Silence. I don't eat hay myself. Is it pretty good? Nothing. See, what did I tell you? You speak to them, try to be nice, and they ignore you. I decided to try a different approach. You're kind of a sloppy eater, aren't you? I mean, the way you throw your food around. If I was buying your hay, I'd want you to be a little more careful with it. I hear that stuff's bringing $4 a bale, and that doesn't include hauling and stacking. He slouched over to the tank and took a slurp of water. He still hadn't lowered himself to speak to me, and it was beginning to grate on my nerves. I guess you think you're pretty hot stuff. His head came up and several beads of water dribbled off his chin.
Yeah, I guess I do. What are you doing here?
I'm with Slim. We'll be here for a few days. I guess you could say that I'm head of ranch security, only this isn't exactly a ranch. He took another drink and didn't even smile. Name's Hank. Hank the cow dog. I thought it was about time we got acquainted. He wandered over to the fence near where I was sitting.
That's nice. Now, you see this corral fence?
Oh, yeah. It's a good stout fence. I noticed it right away.
Uh-huh. Horses stay in here. Dogs stay outside. As long as you don't get confused about that, everything will be hunky-dory.
I gave him a sly grin. This was getting interesting. Huh, I must have misunderstood. There for a second, I thought you were saying that the head of security isn't allowed in the horse pen, but that couldn't be right. I mean, it's my job to take care of the place, and unless I'm badly mistaken, this pen is part of the place. He gazed off in the distance and sighed.
Let me say it again. Dogs outside, horses inside. It's very simple. You there, me here. No problems.
He ambled back to the hay and flipped a block of it into the air. Yes, but suppose I need to go in there for an investigation. That might come up, you never know. Hello? I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to ignore me, but that won't work. He didn't even look at me. Okay, fine. We just see about this. I reached my left front paw under the fence and placed it in the horse pen. He didn't notice, so I scooched my other paw under the fence. That gave us a total of 2 dog paws in the horse pen. Nothing happened. Well, I was feeling bolder now and scrunched myself halfway under the fence so that the top half of my enormous body lay inside the pen. No response. I wiggled the rest of the way through. In other words, I had just entered forbidden ground. How did it feel? Great. I loved it. This was turning into a pretty exciting adventure. Billy said nothing, didn't even look my way. Okay, so I made an even bolder move. I walked 5 steps and waited to see what he would do about it.
Nothing. He went right on munching his hay. That's one thing I'd noticed about horses. They're so arrogant and haughty, so high and mighty, but when it comes down to action, they come up short. You know why? Laziness. Just pure and simple laziness. They'll mouth off and talk a good fight, but when it comes down to the glass tacks, they're too lazy to produce. I walked over to the stock tank and got myself a drink. Of course, I was watching him out of the corner of my eye. He didn't notice, so I took another drink. This one quite a bit louder than the first one. Nothing. Your tank's getting a little scum on the sides. Again, no response. Well, it had appeared that I had made my point, that I could go anywhere I pleased. And it appeared that he had given in and accepted my authority over the entire place. I was a little surprised that he had caved so soon. I mean, I hadn't even been forced to show fangs or bark or anything. I'd expected more of a struggle. Was I really so scary? Apparently so. Maybe my title had helped, head of ranch security. At that moment, Drover came over to the edge of the pen. He yawned and gave me his usual grin. Oh, hi, Hank. What you doing in the horse pen? Oh, just checking things out, establishing my presence, you might say. Come on in and get yourself a drink. The water's fine. Oh, I think I'll stay here. I'm kind of scared of horses. Why? Look at me. I pranced up and down, even stood up on my back legs and walked a few steps. Pretty daring, huh? You bet it was. But I had one eye on Billy the whole time, just in case. But I needn't have worried about Billy. He'd gotten so fat and lazy over the winter months, he wasn't going to bother anyone. Drover was impressed. Gosh, that's good. I figured the horse would get mad if a dog got in his pen. You just have to know how to handle horses, son. They're big and loud and overbearing at first, but if you're firm with them, they'll come around. I'll be darned. I bet you won't go sit on his hay. I glanced at the three blocks of alfalfa on the ground, then turned back to Drover. Why would you make such a foolish bet? 'Cause I don't think you'll do it. I wouldn't. You know how horses are about their feed. I paused to think it over. I mean, I had made my point with Billy the windbag horse, and I didn't want to press my luck. On the other hand, I had been in his precious pen for 10 whole minutes. I'd taken a drink from his water tank, and I had even paraded around on my back legs. And he had done nothing about it, hadn't even said a word. I had a feeling that I could pull it off. If he made a dive for me, I would scamper away and laugh at him. I was smaller and quicker, right? I had been blessed with remarkable speed and lightning-fast reflexes, right? All right, Drover, I'm going to do this for your benefit. It's part of your education. Watch and take notes. You probably think I swaggered over and flopped down on the pile of hay. Nope. I was confident, but not cocky. I moved toward the hay pile in stages. Three steps, stop, wait, watch. Three steps, stop, wait, watch. And the whole time I was doing this, I never once took my eyes off Billy. I mean, at the first sign of trouble, I was ready to hit the afterburners and get myself out of range of his hooves. That's what they do, you know. They try to kick you with their back feet or paw you with their front ones. As long as he had all 4 feet on the ground, I was in business. I moved closer and closer. I was only 3 feet away from him when all of a sudden,